E facendo like, abbiamo quello, fornito. Poi guai, guai, people got all the better parts of my deck, coming from different places, and I've been in four or five of them, that's my worst grandson up there. She got four or five of her nephews there. She got to take care of the food. I said, take care of this. I ain't coming.
Well, around her wrist, a woman would wear a...
Wristwatch, yeah.
Bracelet,
you can wear a bracelet too.
Okay. What would you hold over you when it rained?
Parasol.
Umbrella.
Anyway, you want to take it.
Yeah. Well, you, on a bed, what'd you call the fancy top cover that you put on a bed?
Bed spread.
And you put your head on a
pillow.
Did you ever see one that went
all the way across? Bolster?
Bolster went
all the way across, yeah.
Yeah. What, would you ever make, say, when there weren't enough beds to place on the floor for people to sleep?
Yeah, we had one or two over there. We had one or two sofas, you know. Yeah, well, I got two chairs about there now.
Yeah.
One chair, you could make a bed on it, you know.
Uh-huh.
Two or three people could sleep on it, you see. But I put about two, I have one of my guys be there. I got two there, I got two up there, that busy up there.
Yeah.
I didn't get a tuppy, I said, one by here, I put this in there. I said, well, put them outside. I got a wall back in there.
This house floods sometimes.
Huh?
The land is lower here than it is over.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you call a little rise in the land? That would be a home.
Land would rise up?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know exactly what kind of got from here now.
What, hill? You ever
seen? Okay. Yeah, I've been in the hill. I've been up there, you know. I've been up there already, you know. I've been in the hill.
Where's that?
I went for a street boat, you know, and I healed all the blood and that. I went for a Fred Green with that, but 5 miles from the line of Texas. I was in a steel there. I stayed there about 2-3 months. The boy tried to get to the steel there. I told him, he has a little horse, shelter horses like that. He said, Mr. Jones, stay here, come over there with me, I'm going to get you a job in the building. I said, uh-oh. I said, I ain't got to stay here. He said, yeah, you can stay here. I said, no, I ain't going to stay here, man. Get out of here before you change. That's Greenwood? Yeah. That's 5 miles up the line of Texas. And got a big spring. I know I can go right there and sit down in the valley that kind of on that side of it. This big spring is where I get water, because I had to drink water. And he wanted to smoke in the steer. I told him, no, man, I got to stay here. He said, man, come on over home. He said, hey, you can stay here, but give you, take one of these horses. I had no sense, because I was kind of crazy. Then I young, you know. Young man like you, I guess. I don't know how old he is, but anyhow, I was a young man like you. A little horse with butt like that, man, had this tag with a girl. His pa had about 25 of them. He said, come up and he said, I'll give you a little horse and you get some little children. I said, well, I ain't gonna get some children, man. I never knew I was gonna get these big children. I got 10. That's why I knew it now. I took one of his horses. And we used to go pick up that boy. Not Pokemon, the boy would take that.
Walnut.
We used to go pick that up and swap that hell in Clifton. Well, you can see all the way around. They're like, you know, down to the ground. You can see the left look miles around like that. They were in the trees. But they had water there. So I said, come on, let's go pick up some water. Because they're bad. I can rake them up. And yeah, you can't get them. Just to show you how to take them. Rake them up and show them a big old pool. Big like that. Put the hell by the side of the river and tall tree. I said, all right, so I can walk right into the tree. But still, I didn't like up there.
Yeah.